Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratore, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, in that building last Saturday, and shutouts don't happen very often there. How much of a team effort win was that last Saturday?
Well, I think it was a team effort. I think anytime you have a shutout, anytime you have that type of success, it's a collective group, and it was a collective group. I thought our defensemen played a lot better. We challenged our defensemen that day in video. I just didn't think that they were defending quick enough. I don't think they were physical enough. And they were easy to play against, and they responded, and I'm happy about that. And then Schulze, you know what, stood tall when he had to stand tall.
Your defensive core seemed to move the puck a lot quicker on Saturday. How much of that is, quote-unquote, getting after him a little bit? How much of that is just collectively playing better?
Well, I just think it's a mindset. I think all this stuff is a mindset. And sometimes, again, the only way you're going to change their mindset or – they're probably going to think about their mindset is obviously if you show them what they did wrong and you tell them you're not happy with them.
I meant to ask you this earlier in the week, and I completely spaced it out, so no time like the present, I guess. Last couple of years, Kyle Loft, Wills Moloch, they were on the ice a ton. Time on ice has become a much more widely used statistic in the National Hockey League. It's been there for a while. It's just come to the college game in the last handful of years. Are you surprised at anybody's ice time so far this year? I mean, I realize it's only five games.
Oh, not really, Schulze. I haven't thought about it like you've thought about it, so you're asking me a question right now. But, no, I really haven't because we're rolling four lines. And if you take a look at our five-on-five ice time, I'm sure it's not going to be much different from line one to line four because I haven't shortchanged anybody much right there. And Wentz is handling the D. There's no question a few of the defensemen might see a little more ice than other defensemen, but it's not like it's going to be crazy like it was last year with Lufti or Will.
Line charts are not anything set in stone, but you flipped your second and third lines on the line chart today from what it was last week. Do you go into a weekend saying, all right, this is going to be my rotation, and that's how your line chart goes, and do you stick with that for the most part unless you get a bunch of special teams player or whatnot that's going to dictate a change?
Honestly, Schulze, I don't. I don't even look at that. And I didn't even know there was a difference in the line chart. I wonder if Tyler just did that or who knows. Or maybe on our sheet this week in practice it was a little different. Like, I had no clue, to be honest with you. And we've kept our lines the same. So I haven't put any thought into that. And I don't really worry about that. And sometimes, again, it's my top two lines. I probably will rotate them on who's the first line one night, maybe who's the first line the other night. I usually keep my threes and fours pretty consistent.
At home, the visitors are the ones who, dictate what their lineup is going to be. Then the home team decides, all right, this is who I'm going to start tonight. How much of a thought do you put into that, and how much of that is just strictly based on the opponent that night?
We put a lot of thought into it and how we want our matchups to be, so there's a little method to our madness there.
You for the most part stick with that, the start of the second period, the start of the third period. There are some coaches that don't. Is that kind of gut and feel from what you're seeing?
We do. We keep it. And most coaches do, though, Schulze. Whoever starts
they do.
Yeah, I mean, whoever starts the game, they're starting. So I mean, it's we keep it that way, and they typically keep it that way.
More with Coach Ceratore when we come back. Corner Bar pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratore. On to the Mavericks, Tom. 5-3, they've played a lot of games. They've played all non-conference games. They've played some pretty good teams. What's jumped off the screen at you this week?
They just defend so well. I mean, they're as good of a defending team as they've been, even with those good years. They defend so well, and they're committed to defending, and that's what they do. And offense is going to be, you're going to have to earn your offense.
Have you seen anything changing from them from game one till now?
Well, we've only taken a look at the last couple of games, to be honest with you. I mean, it's not like we're looking at every game. I mean, we can't get consumed with 7 to 8 games. We got to worry about our own team a little bit. But we've looked at the last two games and a little bit of the game before that against North Dakota. So, I think all you can do is basically look at their, look at their statistical data right there, and that'll tell you a lot.
Playing for points means something. I mean, the game changes. You've played two games that, quote unquote, mean more, where points are on the line. This is their first crack at it. Does that give you any slight advantage or not?
Not a chance. Not a chance. Nobody. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether it's your first conference game or not. Hey, they might have the advantage. They've got 8 games to our 5. or six. What do we have right now?
Five.
Five, yeah. They have eight to our five, so there you go. So I give the advantage to them. They're more battle test.